Way back in 1492, Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue, and they say that he traveled 2,000 miles on a galleon. And we think it's great if our cars do 50.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
A group of tourists visited a crocodile farm. The owner of the place launched a daring proposal. To whoever dares to jump in, swim to shore, and survive, I will give $1 million. But of course, staring at the crocodiles, nobody flinched. Then, suddenly, a man jumped into the water and desperately swam towards the shore, chased by 5 crocodiles. He wildly flailed across the water and miraculously arrived, jumped out to the thundering admiration of everyone watching. "We have a brave winner," the astonished owner announced. After collecting their reward, the man and his wife returned to their hotel. The manager had heard the news. "You were very brave to jump," he said. "I am so impressed." "I didn't jump," the man said. "Someone pushed me." And his wife stood behind him, smiling. Well, what can we learn from this obviously true story? Behind every successful man, there is a woman who pushes him. Hey, I'm not for pushing your spouse at a crocodile farm, but most of us can think of someone who gave us that all-important nudge, someone who encouraged us, and it was worth $1 million. When J.R.R. Tolkien spent years writing Lord of the Rings, his friend C.S. Lewis read it and told him all the long years, quote, are justified. Tolkien used 2 words to describe Lewis, sheer encouragement. Jean Nidich was a 214-pound homemaker desperate to lose weight. She went to the New York City Department of Health, where she was given a diet. 2 months later, discouraged that she had 50-plus pounds to go, she invited 6 friends battling excess weight home to share the diet and talk about how to stay on it. Today, 5 million members attend 250,000 Weight Watchers meetings in 24 countries each week. And why was Nidich willing and able to help others? When she was a teenager, she used to cross a park where she saw mothers gossiping while toddlers sat on swings with no one to push them. "I'd give them a push," remembers Nidich. And you know what happens when you push a kid on a swing? Pretty soon he's pumping, doing it himself. And that's what my role in life is. I'm there to give others a push. An alcoholic friend of the author Philip Yancey once said, "When I'm late to church, people turn around and stare at me with frowns of disapproval. I get the clear message that I'm not as responsible as they are. But when I'm late to Alcoholics Anonymous, the meeting comes to a halt, and everyone jumps up to hug and welcome me. They realize that my lateness may be a sign that I almost didn't make it. When I show up, it proves that my desperate need for them won out over my desperate need for alcohol." If AA can get this right, of course, we followers of Jesus can too, and focus on and celebrate each other's victories, rather than shaming and guilting each other for our failures. Hebrews 10:24 says, "Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works." Ephesians 4:29 says, "Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear." Who can you encourage today? And who has encouraged you? Have you thanked them? I think I'm going to thank my wife for pushing me at that crocodile farm. I know, I was surprised too. I'm just wondering how in the world we're going to spend that $1 million.
Ever get a Christmas gift that missed the mark? Thankfully, God knew exactly what we needed. He gave us Jesus, the gift of life and joy. This year, Laugh Again has shared that good news in more than 100 countries, and your support made it possible. As 2025 wraps up, would you consider a special year-end gift to help us keep spreading hope and joy in 2026? Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.